Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to be talking about why you need to do that thing you know you need to do now. And the reason I'm going to be talking about this is because it also aligns with my life right now, because I have known for a long time that I needed to do what I'm doing now and what I plan to be doing in the future, which I'll talk about later on. But I always just held myself back and I tried to convince myself that I wasn't ready or I shouldn't do it for a lot of reasons, for lots of different fears. And today is the first day I actually sat down and I started creating different content plans for me to be more active on social media and really put myself out there, even though I am absolutely terrified. Like, if you don't know me personally, I don't know, maybe you think I genuinely like doing this, but the truth is, well, yeah, I do like doing it, but it actually takes a lot out of me to record episodes because it means that I constantly have to put myself out on a platform and I'm so used to being behind the scenes and being private. So I genuinely like what I do, don't get me wrong, but I don't like the fact that it's forcing me to put myself out there because that's something that I have always been terrified of, but I'm working through my fears as I create this podcast and as I grow it. And I am challenging you to do the same in whatever it is you know you have to do, but for some reason you haven't started yet. And we're going to talk about some of those reasons in this episode, don't worry. But it's not going to be from a standpoint of me talking at you. It's mainly going to be from a standpoint of me being able to relate to some of these fears and some of these things that may be holding you back. So we're just going to be, you know, very transparent in this episode and we're just going to face our fears. Because if you are listening to this podcast, then that means you want to basically level up and become the best version of yourself, just like I am on a mission to do, right? But I think we both know by now that that next level that you are trying to get to in your life, in whatever area, is going to require you to step outside of your comfort zone and probably lose some people in the process and overcome a lot of your fears. And that's probably why you haven't done it yet. And I can tell you, I literally thought I would be an accountant for the rest of my life. Like, I always thought I was a logical person who was just going to, you know, work with numbers my whole life. And then I started taking an interest in creating content online. And it's like completely opposite from what I always thought I would be doing and what people expect out of me. And for the longest time, I held myself back. And even when I had a blog and I did other things online before the podcast, I never really put myself out there in the way that the podcast is requiring me to do that, because I have just always been very afraid of dealing with people's opinions and judgments and disappointing people who always expected certain things of me. But honestly, I've realized that that is just not going to work for me anymore. Like, at the end of the day, I have to answer to myself. You know, I have to be able to look in the mirror and like what I do, you know? So, like, even though I haven't completely gotten over those fears, at the end of the day, I feel like my why and my reason for doing this is a lot stronger than my fears. Like, I just feel like regardless of how much I might be afraid of doing something, I just cannot live my life with regrets. Like, I don't want to wake up a year from now and be in the same position that I'm currently in. So I feel like I just have to get over myself at some point and push through, because the kind of life I want to live, the things I want to be doing, it requires me to move differently. Like, it requires more from me. And I decided to just get over myself. So I'm going to be putting out a lot more content on different platforms and being more transparent and vulnerable, despite how much it scares the crap out of me, because for some reason, I just feel like I have to. And if I don't do it, it will never go away. Like, I know myself, if I want to do something, I have to get it out of the way. I have to scratch that itch because it will never go away. So I'm just doing it as it comes. And I'm like, you know what? If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I feel different about this. So I know that it's going to work out. But any of the lessons that I may learn along the way, any of the, you know, obstacles I may face, my mentality is, you know, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. But I'm not going to let these things hold me back, because child, something has got to give, okay? Like, next year, I promise you, a year from now, my life will look completely different than it looks right now. You can mark my words. I know this, I feel this, and now more than ever, because I just told you this and I put this out, I literally am obligated to move differently, because one thing that's not going to happen, you're not going to follow me and see me a year from now doing the same thing that I'm doing. So this episode is basically for us to discuss our fears and just face it head on, and why you should do that thing you want to do anyway. And you know what I'm talking about. So let's talk about overcoming the fears that are standing in our way. These are like the top three fears that I have, and I'm pretty sure you might be struggling with them too. So the first one is people's opinions, and not just their opinions, but also their expectations as well. And it's not just people you don't know or people like your friends. I'm talking about your family too. Sometimes your family has certain expectations of you, and you might be living your life in a certain way so that you don't disappoint them, but you have to get over that. We have to get over that, literally. I have always felt a lot of pressure from my family to do certain things and always be very well at what I do. And granted, because of the standards that I set for myself, I always intend to do things to the best of my ability. But I always felt like, you know, they had certain expectations of me that I had to live up to. But honestly, I just had to decide one day that I cannot please everybody. You know, and you cannot please everybody. Even if it's people you love and people you care about, they are not going to live your life for you. They don't have to wake up every day and do the things that you do that you don't like to do because you know there's something else you would rather be doing. They don't share in that experience. And even if they do, sometimes people discourage you because they don't want you to reach a certain level that they haven't been able to achieve themselves. Like what you're trying to do might be reminding somebody of something that they wanted to do, but they couldn't. And so they're projecting their limitations on you, or they might also be trying to hold you back with them because maybe they convinced themselves that they couldn't do something. And now they see you're trying to do it, and that conflicts with what they've been telling themselves. So they just cannot be there for you. They cannot support you. And then there are the people who will just say negative things about you. And the reality is, like I said, you cannot please everybody. Somebody will always have something negative to say. But I've realized that you have to do your best to just focus on the positive. Like, I'm sure there's people you follow on social media that you feel like they can do no wrong. Like, you just love everything that they're doing, everything that they stand for. But if you look at their comments on Instagram or YouTube or whatever platform, there will be at least one person saying something negative. Because that's just life. Like, everybody's not going to like you. And even with the people that do, something that I've learned is that you shouldn't do things based off of people's opinions anyway. You need to do things independently of the good opinion of others. I forgot who said that. It might have been Wayne Dyer, I think. I heard it in a motivational video. But he said that you need to do things independently of the good opinion of others. So basically, if you have people supporting you for doing something, then that's great, you have the support, but you shouldn't even rely on that too much to be the motivation that makes you do what you do. Because what if one day you decide to do something else because you're at a different place in your life and those people don't like it? Are you not going to do it? Like, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, yes, you can obviously feed off of the support of people who encourage you, but you shouldn't rely on it too much anyway. You should basically build up a solid foundation within yourself and trust yourself and know that what you want to do is something that you are passionate about. And regardless of what other people think, you need to do it anyway, because your opinion is the only opinion that matters. Get into the habit of thinking that your opinion is the only opinion that matters, because it is. Nothing anybody says can get to you if you are confident and grounded within yourself and you know the truth about yourself. So that's a position you should really strive to be in. That's the position I'm striving to be in. And ultimately, like I said, focus on what it is you want to do, what you feel so strongly called to do, and just don't even worry about other people's opinions, because you can never please anybody anyway. And the second fear that I have, which goes hand in hand with the other one, is the fear of being seen. And I actually haven't seen a lot of people talking about this, so I thought it was just me, but in case you can relate, we're going to talk about it. So I have a fear of being seen, and I say that it relates to the other fear that I talked about, which is people's opinions, because part of it is being criticized by people. But the main thing about this fear for me is I am such a private person. Like, I really don't like people in my business. I don't post much about my personal life on social media because I feel like anything in my personal life is basically on a need to know basis. Like, if it doesn't concern you, then you don't need to know. Like, certain parts of my life, like dating and relationships, I will simply never talk about. I'm not even joking. You will never see me posting anybody I'm with or anything like that, because I just feel like that is not the internet's business, honestly. But even with other things, like I don't really post on my personal Instagram much, and I don't really share much about my personal life on Instagram. And I feel like with me creating a podcast and me creating this whole brand that's about becoming the best version of yourself, I feel compelled to share my journey of leveling up with other people and creating a community of people who want to do the same thing. But that's going to require me to put myself out there, and that's not something I want to do or like to do. And it just, like, it makes me very uncomfortable to think about things like going live on Instagram. But, like, I don't know, I feel called to do what I'm doing. I don't know how to explain it to you. It's like, I just have this strong desire to do this, even though it scares the life out of me, because some things that I'm going to have to do are things that are way out of my comfort zone, but I know I have to do it. So me recording episodes and talking to you, even that, even though you can't even see me and I'm not exactly up close and personal with you, part of it is still uncomfortable for me just because, you know, I am the voice of the brand. I am the face of the brand. And I don't know, it's something that I really have to overcome. And clearly, you know, I'm doing it afraid anyway, which is what I'm encouraging you to do. If you are one of those people like me who just have a fear of being seen and you really just like to, you know, blend in the background and be mellow and chill and just not be the center of attention, but you want to do something and it's requiring you to put yourself out there. If I can do it, you can do it. And I feel like that's all the more reason why I have to do it, because if I'm telling you to step outside of your comfort zone, then I also need to lead by example. Because if I just sat there behind a mic and you don't see me and I don't grow my brand and I don't put myself out there, and I don't go on this journey of becoming the best version of myself, you listening to me is going to be like, what are you talking about? Because I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. So that's why I feel compelled to do this, because I feel like this whole journey of me growing my brand is what's going to put me outside of my comfort zone. And that's what's going to take me to the next level in my life. And that's why I'm encouraging you to do whatever it is that you want to do that terrifies you, because it's not even about achieving whatever the end goal is. It's about who you are becoming in the process. I have overcome a lot of my fears in the process of me creating this podcast and growing the brand. And with all of the things I plan to do in the future, I'm going to overcome even more fears and step way out of my comfort zone, and I'm going to become a better, stronger person because of it. And that's truly the reward in me doing the thing that I feel like I'm being called to do right now. And that's why you need to do it. Because that next level in your life, that next version of yourself that you are trying to become, it's going to require you to move differently. And the only way you can do that is if you do that thing you know you need to do, because the growth you need to experience to get there is the growth you're going to get from doing that thing and stepping outside of your comfort zone. And that's why I feel compelled to do this, even though I'm afraid of being seen, even though I'm afraid of maybe not achieving my goals as fast as I would like, or failing along the way, even though I feel like failure is just a lesson. The reason why I'm afraid of being seen is because if I put myself out on a platform to lead by example and to help you, and then I fall on my face, it's like, you know, I subject myself to a lot of criticism from a lot of people, but for some reason, I just feel compelled to do it anyway. So even though it scares the crap out of me, I am committed to becoming that best version of myself, and I just know that this is required. And what you want to do is requiring the same effort from you, so you have to do it. Because let me explain it to you in this way, and this is what helps me with my fear of being seen. Let me give you a different perspective. When I used to go to work in the office, when I had to commute, I started listening to motivational videos on the train every single morning, and that's when I discovered Les Brown. He's a motivational speaker, and his speeches literally, I feel like, changed my life. Like, it made me go to work and start my day in a positive light every single day, and it literally changed the way I was reacting to things. It changed my mood. It changed my perspective on different things, And I truly became a better person because I was listening to Les Brown. But in one of his speeches, he said that he almost did not become a speaker because he always doubted himself and he felt like because he didn't have a college degree that he wasn't qualified, and he doubted himself and he didn't do what he wanted to do, which was speaking. He didn't speak for like, I think 5 or 12 years or something like that. He held himself back for so many years because he doubted himself. But if he never overcame that fear and put himself out there, I would have never listened to his messages and my life would have been completely different because the impact that he had on my life would have never happened. So think about it this way. Whatever it is you want to do, somebody is waiting on what you have to offer because you are going to impact their lives in the same way that he impacted mine, in the same way that somebody else impacted yours. So it is literally required of you to do that thing because the same way you were unknowingly waiting for that motivational message that you got from a speaker or the impact that somebody had in your life, somebody out there who you don't know is waiting on whatever it is you have to offer. And you are being selfish right now by keeping that to yourself because you're afraid. Somebody is literally waiting for what you have to offer. And you don't have to want to be a motivational speaker or a podcaster or a content creator or anything grand like that. You don't have to want to do anything along those lines. It doesn't matter what it is you want to do. Somebody out there is waiting for whatever it is that you have to offer. Like if you want to start a nonprofit or something for homeless people, there are homeless people out there waiting on the help that you intend to provide to them. If you want to start a scholarship fund, there are students out there who need your help paying for school. If you want to start a YouTube channel, there are people out there who are literally waiting on the information that you are sitting on because you're too afraid to just go for it. So that's why you have to do what it is you want to do. You never know whose lives you are going to impact. It's not just about you. Yes, you're going to learn a lot and you're going to grow a lot along the way, but there are other people who need what you have to offer. You need to be a blessing to somebody else, sis. Like you cannot hold all of this goodness in. You cannot hold all of that information in. Somebody is waiting on what you have to say. So you need to say it. You need to do whatever it is you want to do because somebody is waiting on you. Like I almost never started my podcast. And then after I started it, I've had people that I know come up to me and tell me how much some of the advice that I have given in the podcast has helped them. And that literally, I'm like, are you serious? Like I know people listen to me because obviously I can see the stats. I can see how many downloads I get. And it's increasing, so, you know, I'm grateful for y'all. But I literally almost never started this, so there are people who I have helped who I would have never helped because I was just, like, too afraid. That's what I'm saying, like, you can't be afraid. The same way people have helped you, somebody's waiting on you to help them, so you cannot hold all of that information in. You need to let it out, okay? You need to let it out. Somebody is waiting for you. Now, I saved the best one for last because, sis, we need to talk, okay? We need to talk about your issue with perfectionism. We need to address it. We need to address it because clearly you either have not listened to episode 1 on perfectionism, and if you haven't, I would highly recommend you listen to it right after this one. So you either did not listen to it or you listened to it, but it didn't register. You know, it either went in one ear and out the other, or it just didn't process at all. Because if you have gotten this far in this episode, then that means, you know, you probably have not started that thing you know you need to start. Now, if you have, great. Disregard this part, but some of it will relate to you. But, you know, congratulations to you if you've already started. But if you haven't, let's talk. So let me ask you a question. How many things do you plan to get done before you actually start? Like, what exactly are you hoping to get done before you start whatever it is that you know you need to do? You know what? Actually, don't answer that question. It doesn't matter. You need to start, okay? You need to start. When I created the first episode, actually, no, not when I created. When I published the first episode on perfectionism, that was actually the fourth episode that I recorded. And the other three that I recorded have not been published yet because I literally was being a perfectionist. I had absolutely no idea what I was doing because I obviously have no experience doing a podcast or editing audio. And I was being so critical of my voice, of my editing, of everything. And I literally let 3 months go by before I published the first episode. When I recorded the episode on perfectionism, I literally just got tired of my crap one day and I literally said, you know what? I'm over myself. Like, it's either now or never. And I literally got behind the mic and I just talked about me and my nonsense, trying to perfect everything before publishing. And I just published it. Like, literally, let me tell you, I do not listen to my episodes after I edit them. I am so serious because I realized that when I was editing, I would like play every little part over and over and criticize the way I sounded or criticize the quality of the audio and this, that, and the third and compare it to other like big name podcasts. And I literally just did not feel like putting anything out there because I felt like it wasn't up to par with, you know, the type of quality that I would like to produce. But I realized that these people have teams. These people have years of experience. This is my very first episode. So I literally had to get over myself. And what I had to start doing was literally just not listening to my episodes. So I kid you not, I will listen to my episode while I'm editing it to cut out any like pauses or anything like that. But I do not play the full episode back after I'm done editing. Like, I literally make one cut. I go through it once to edit and I do not listen to the whole thing over again. So I have no idea how the full episode sound when I publish it. You hear it before me because I literally don't listen to it because that's what I had to do to finally start putting content out there. So that's what I had to do to get over me, you know, struggling with perfectionism. And sometimes you just have to do stuff like that to just start whatever it is you have to do. And like, I have gotten a lot better at editing along the way. I've learned new things, you know, like it's not as hard as it was in the beginning because I actually started. Like, that's the thing. You can sit there and plan all you want for whatever it is you have to do. Because you can sit there and plan all you want for whatever it is you have to do, but I promise you, it will never be perfect. And you will always have to tweak along the way because you can never prepare enough for something that you literally have no experience in. Like, you just have to learn as you go sometimes. Even if you try to learn a bunch of things, you will have times where things don't go as planned and you have to pivot or, you know, like, it's never going to be perfect. So you are literally wasting time trying to make things perfect, trying to get the perfect setup or the adequate amount of experience to do something. Like, girl, listen, just do it. Okay, just do it. You learn by doing, okay? Some things you just have to learn by doing. That is life. You cannot prepare for it. It's not going to be perfect. You cannot plan for what you don't know. You learn things along the way and you tweak it and you improve it along the way. So sis, we should not be discussing your issues with perfectionism again, okay? After this episode, I want you to go ahead and start whatever it is that you know you have to do. Take a step in the direction to put things into momentum, you know, because it really depends on what you want to do. If you can start it right away, just do it. Literally, just do it. I don't want to hear any excuses from you. I want you to just do it, okay? And yes, I'm talking with, you know, a certain level of confidence because I actually started my podcast. So now I'm not in a position where I'm procrastinating and planning because I'm actually doing. And let me tell you, my whole podcast setup and all of this is not perfect. Like literally, I wanted to start publishing episodes when I had a camera so I can record them and publish it on YouTube at the same time. But that just wasn't realistic for me because I don't have like a nice setup. Like I want to create a whole background, like a whole room. I want like a separate room or an office so that I can record my episodes, both like audio and visual, so I can put it on YouTube. But because I don't have that yet, I obviously don't have episodes on YouTube, but stay tuned, that is coming soon. But I literally almost let that stop me because I wanted to have everything set up right away so I can immediately just have everything perfect, like right off the bat. Clearly, you see that is not the case, right? That is absolutely not the case. If I knew I wanted to start a podcast when I was getting my apartment, I would have gotten more space so I could have like a dedicated area to record. But because I don't, I kid you not, I literally got a desk from IKEA and I have my mic and everything set up in my bedroom, like at the foot of my bed. And I'm sitting on my bed right now and I pull the table closer to the bed and that is how I am recording. I kid you not, that is how I am recording. I don't have like an elaborate podcast studio setup. It's coming soon, right? It's on my list of things that I need to get. Like I have obviously a list of things that I plan to do to grow the podcast and to grow the brand, but I am not there yet. And I'm being fully transparent with you. I record in my bedroom off an IKEA desk that I got because, you know, my bedroom is not that big. Like I don't have a dedicated area for my podcast. I don't have like, you know, the sound blocking thingies on the wall. I wish I knew what the name was. You know, I sound so unprofessional, but whatever. I don't have like the elaborate podcast setups that you see big podcasters having. I literally record in my bedroom and then I have to pause when, you know, people are walking their dogs outside and it's barking, or like people with those annoying like Mustangs and the Dodge cars, whatever it's called. I'm clearly not a car person. But when they drive by and they make noise, I literally have to stop, pause, wait for them, and then start recording. So I'm telling you all of this to be fully transparent. I don't have the perfect setup, but I decided to focus on the value that I am providing and the message that I have to give versus all of the external things and the aesthetics and, you know, like something like a podcast studio, because whether I have that or not, I can still deliver value to you because the whole purpose of the podcast and the brand is the message, right? The purpose of taking accountability to become the best version of yourself. Now, obviously, we are on this journey together, right? We are both trying to level up, which means we are at a point in our lives where we're not 100% satisfied, or not dissatisfied, because I'm very grateful for my life. You know, I give thanks every single day. I'm truly grateful for my life. I just know that there's a larger calling. So while I am grateful, I am ultimately just trying to live out my full potential. So that's how I see it. But the point is, there's obviously room to grow for both of us. So it's okay if you're not completely satisfied where you are now. So I am being fully transparent with you that I literally don't have my life all together and I don't have my whole podcast set up and my business fully established in the way that I would like. But that's the whole point, right? We're being transparent and we're not trying to be perfectionists. You just start where you are and you improve on the way because you learn as you go, right? Grow as you go, but like don't literally hold yourself back and wait for you to have everything fall in line and this, that, and the third. Because I promise you, if you go that route trying to have everything perfect, what's going to happen is you're going to wake up a year from now or a few months from now, and you're going to be in the exact same position that you are right now. And you're not going to be very happy with yourself. I feel much better saying that I have over 15 episodes out, with this being number 16, and I'm improving on them as I go, and I'm growing my business as I go, versus I have nothing out because I'm waiting on camera equipment to set up a YouTube channel, or I'm waiting on getting a new apartment and getting more space so I can create a podcast studio room. Like, I would rather show the progress along the way than literally have nothing to show for it, but I have all of these other things going on in the background and I'm not making any progress. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Just start where you are and grow along the way. Don't be stubborn. You didn't listen to me the first time in episode one. I'm telling you again. Just start, okay? Don't worry about it being perfect. Somebody is waiting on you. Somebody is waiting on you, okay? And if whatever you feel like you want to do, like if you feel like it's saturated, like there's too many out there, sweetheart, let me tell you something. The market doesn't have you, so it's not saturated, okay? Because the way you are going to do something, nobody else is going to do it like that. It's time you give yourself to the world, okay? It's time you do that thing you know you need to do, because people are waiting on you, okay? People are waiting on what it is you have to provide, what it is you have to give to the world, whatever your purpose is, whatever it is you are placed there on this earth to do, somebody is waiting for you, okay? And you don't have to do anything grand, like save somebody's life or have such like a huge impact where, you know, you prevent somebody from committing suicide or something like that. But literally, somebody is waiting for what it is you have to offer. You cannot keep it to yourself. Like, think about all of the things you know. Think about the ways you can help people. Think about the passion you have for whatever it is that you want to do, that you know if you just do it, you can do it so well because of how passionate you are about this thing, right? Think about the quality you can deliver in that thing you want to do, right? Think about the people you can help. Now imagine somebody not getting what it is you have to offer. All of that passion, right? You know you can do that thing, right? You just have a little bit of fear, right? You have a little bit of things blocking you, but you know you can do that thing and you know you do a damn good job at it. Now think about somebody not getting what it is you have to offer. Tragic, right? Literally tragic. You cannot keep that to yourself, okay? The knowledge that you have, the passion that you have for something, whatever it is you want to do, you cannot keep that to yourself because somebody out there is waiting for you to step outside of your comfort zone so you can help them, okay? I need you to go be a blessing to somebody else because the episode is almost over and you have made it this far because you know that I am talking to you. If you couldn't relate to any of this, you would have closed out of this episode a long time ago, but you are still here because you know you needed to hear this. Now imagine if I never started my podcast because I was waiting on camera equipment and the confidence to record and put myself out there. Like, you see what I'm saying? Things would have been different because nobody would be talking to you right now, pushing you to do what you know you need to do. I probably did not save your life or give you something that would pay all your bills or anything like that, but I told you something that you needed to hear. I literally just helped you in a way that you needed to be helped by telling you something that you needed to be told at this very point in time. That is the kind of impact you can have on somebody's life by doing whatever it is that you know you need to do. So I need you to go ahead and do that thing, okay? I'm not going to tell you again, okay? This is just some tough love. I need you to go and do that thing that you have been procrastinating on, okay? Stop with the perfectionism. When this episode is over, I don't want you to go make a list of just one more thing that you need to get done before you start. Literally, literally, I need you to just do it. Okay? Whatever it is, whatever that first step is, I need you to just do it. This episode will be published on July 17th. And by the time the 24th rolls around, when I publish the next episode, I need you to have made some progress. Okay? I need you to have made some progress. Whatever it is you needed to do, I need you to have made some progress. Okay? So if you want to start a podcast, I need you to record an episode this coming week by the 24th. Okay? If you want to start a YouTube channel, I need you to record an episode by the 24th. If there is something you need to apply for, I need you to get your application together and apply by this Sunday. If there is an activity that you want to do, that you've been meaning to do, that you want to step outside of your comfort zone, I need you to book an appointment for something. Whatever it is that you know you need to do, I need you to get it done by this Sunday, okay? July 24th by midnight, I need you to get it done, okay? I need it done. I need it done, okay? Whatever it is, and that's a good deadline for you, because if you're trying to be a perfectionist, you're going to extend the deadline and you're going to procrastinate and do this, that, and the third. Let me tell you, Sunday, July 24th is your deadline. Whatever you get done by Sunday, that is what you are going to work with. So if you want a certain standard, a certain level of quality, then you obviously need to start working on it now. But I need you to get something done, get something out there, get something published, set an application, make an appointment. I need you to do something by Sunday, July 24th. Whatever you have by then is what you work with. No more procrastination, no more delays, no more, oh, just one more, none of that. Okay, none of that. Whatever you have by this Sunday, that is what I need you to put out there, okay? That is the deal we are making. By you listening to this episode, you automatically agree. So by this Sunday, I need you to have done whatever you need to have done to start whatever it is you need to start, okay? That is the deal, and you automatically agree to it. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. That's the perks of having my own podcast. I get to dictate things like this. Now, I know you just heard that horn, and I'm going to keep it in. Usually, I would re-record that part, but I'm literally going to keep it in to prove this point to you that if I had a perfect setup, you would not be hearing the car horn right now. But I'm going to keep it in to prove a point. So if I can keep it in, and if I can, you know, make things work around my unfavorable conditions, I am going to need you to do the same thing, okay? And send me a DM on Instagram when you do what you need to do so we can hold each other accountable. Sometimes you just don't have an accountability partner to keep you on track. So I want you to send me a DM at secluded.thoughts on Instagram and tell me whatever it is you need to start, and we will hold each other accountable. I want you to hold me accountable for being consistent on Instagram. That is my goal for the week. I am currently in the process of creating a bunch of content to like schedule, so it's not on me to post every single day, because that's just not realistic. So that is what we are going to do. We're going to do an accountability challenge. I want you to DM me on Instagram and tell me what is the one thing that you know you need to start, that you need me to hold you accountable for. And I'm going to ask you to hold me accountable for posting every single day on Instagram. That is the deal. From now on, we are accountability partners. So go follow me on Instagram at secluded.thoughts, and we are going to get our life together, okay? We are going to get our life together. So that is all I have for you this week. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I really hope it inspires you to take action and do that thing that you thought about the entire episode. If you liked it, please leave a 5-star rating and a review. That would really help support the podcast. And also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at secluded.thoughts. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week.